For the 13th year, Lexington American Legion Post 60 and the Lexington Area Chamber of Commerce will join together to sponsor a Freedom Walk at noon on September 11th. You don't have to be in top athletic form for this three-block walk in downtown Lexington. It begins at 13th and Main Streets and ends at the Veterans Memorial on 10th Street on the Lafayette County Courthouse grounds. For Post Commander Jerry Geip, the commemoration gives him an opportunity to talk to school children about that fateful day. What do you tell middle school kids about 9/11? They weren't even born then.
That's true. I do make an analogy to that. December 7th, 1941. I didn't hear about it until I was like the eighth grade. And it was like just passed right over. Nobody talked about it. They are learning and hearing about a disaster that happened before they were born. And that they should take note of that as a piece of history, and that we had been attacked. And that we should band together and hopefully not let that happen again.
Of the lives lost, the Vietnam veteran commander has a special point he makes to the students.
But my focal point is the fact that during that particular time and when that tragedy took place, those people, the firefighters and the policemen, all rushed in and everybody's rushing out. So the actual heroes of that day are our first responders. And I try to impress on the children that these guys are your best friend. They'll try to protect you the best way that they can. They'll put their life at risk to save yours. I equate them to guys to the true superheroes.
Participants will be given a token as a reminder of the event.
My tasking in this is that I have these little handheld flags. We go through probably a couple boxes of flags when we have the students from the middle school to participate. And everybody gets a flag. They get to keep it forever.
Because Lexington schools won't reopen until September 14th due to the pandemic, it may put a wrinkle in attendance.
I'm not sure how many attendees I'll have. It doesn't make any difference if I have to walk down the road holding a flag by myself. I don't care. Usually about 60 children show up, so that's cool.
Most likely the Legion commander won't be walking alone. Lexington firefighters will participate as well as the town's VFW, the National Guard, Lexington Police Department, city and county officials, and clergy members, according to Chamber President Penny Garoso. The remembrance is a reminder for all citizens, especially during these difficult times.
Americans need to band together.
Throughout this week, KMZU's newsmakers will be dedicated to the lives lost and the heroes of 9/11. For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.